do wish I could chase.
You will one day.
Really?
Of course.
Can I start today?
No.
Tomorrow?
No.
The next day?
No.
The next day?
Dennis, no.
To where?
Oh, when you get some whiskers.
If I have some whiskers next week?
No.
The next week?
No.
The next week?
Dennis, no.
When?
Oh, about 12 years.
By that time, I probably won't even be interested.
Present from Chicago.
He'll be so disappointed he didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
I hate it.
What on earth?
Dennis.
Boy, it worked!
Dennis, why on earth did you do a thing like that?
It's a burglar alarm for while Dad's away on his trip. All I do is tie the
string. I see, but I don't think you have to worry about burglars. Besides, I'll only be gone for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, but Mom gets scared at night. It'll be okay, Mom, because if any crooks run into my burglar alarm, I'll come downstairs and hit him with something, and you won't even have to get up.
That's very nice of you, dear, but we'll talk about it later. Right now, your father has to get to the office.
I thought he was going on a trip.
I am, son, but I'll spend most of the day in the office, then I'll take the train right from there.
You got a train that goes from your office?
Well, I'll let your mother answer that question after I'm gone. No taxis here, honey.
Goodbye.
Bye, darling. Bye, son. You take good care of your mother now.
I sure will, Dad.
Good. Gee, honey, I'd give anything if I could be here for your birthday tomorrow.
Oh, as I said before, dear, don't worry about it. These things can't be helped.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be alone on your birthday. And this darn trip came up in such a hurry, I didn't have a chance to buy you a gift.
You just take care of yourself. That's the only gift I need.
It is?
Honey, you know, I almost forgot my overcoat.
Oh, I'll get it.
Son, I'll send your mother some flowers from the office. And you take this, and you go down and buy her a little present from you.
Gee whiz, Dad, that's only going to be 2 presents for her.
I know, but I'll bring her a present from Chicago. Now, you see that she has a nice birthday. You know what I mean?
Sure, Dad. This'll be the neatest birthday good old Mom ever had.
Good boy. Thank you, darling. I guess I better run.
Bye, dear.
Bye, dear.
Bye, Dad.
Goodbye, dear.
See ya.
There, I got it. There's your gum, Tommy.
How much money is that?
Well, this is the dollar my dad gave me. And this is the dollar my grandpa sent me for having the chicken pox. And this nickel and these 2 pennies, I saved myself.
Boy, that sure is a lot of money.
Yeah. How many presents do you think I could buy my mom with all this money, Tommy?
You gonna spend it all on her?
Yeah. I want to get a whole bunch of presents on account of it's no fun just opening one.
What's your dad gonna get her?
Flowers.
Flowers are no good for a present.
I know. I was just gonna tell him, but just then he had to get in the taxi.
Well, how many presents you gonna buy her, Dennis?
I don't know. Maybe 20.
Gee whiz, Dennis, how come?
Well, maybe because I like her.
Yeah, me too. You think she'd like it if I got her a candy bar for a present?
Sure! You got a nickel?
Uh-uh, but I know where there's a pop bottle.
Come on, Tommy.
Marching home again. Who's there?
It's us, Mr. Wilson.
My only hope is someday he'll grow up and go away to college. Nothing. Now, look, you may not watch me paint, you may not help me paint, you may not stir the paint with a stick, and most of all, you may not test the paint to see if it's wet.
Gee, why'd Mr. Wilson say all that? Sometimes he answers your stuff before you even ask him.
Oh. All right, boys, I'm busy. Now, what do you want?
We want to ask you how we can get to someplace.
Someplace away from here?
Uh-huh.
Well, fine. I'm all ears.
Gee, no, you're not, Mr. Wilson. If you were all ears, you couldn't smell stuff.
Yes, well, where'd you want to go?
Well, tomorrow's my mom's birthday, and my dad went on a trip, so Dennis is going to give her the best birthday she ever had. Boy. But we don't know where there's a good department store so we can buy the presents.
Well, there are lots of them. There's Denison's, Lacey's.
Yeah, except we're not allowed to cross the street.
Well, that is a problem, isn't it? How about Finch's?
Is that a good one?
Well, actually, it's a drugstore, but they have all kinds of gifts, and you don't have to cross these streets to get there. I'll tell you how to get there. You just go drop down to the next corner, turn right, go down another block, turn right again.
Gee, that sure sounds a long ways off.
Yeah, my mom cries if I get lost.
And if I get lost, my mom won't have any birthday at all.
All you do is turn two corners. How in the world could you possibly get lost?
Real easy.
It's up to you, Dennis. Although it seems to me I've seen you at Finch's many times with your mother.
Hey, is that the one with the yellow front to it, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, sure. I know how to get there. All you do is climb over to Mr. Wilson's fence, then you go down the alley, then you go through Margaret's yard.
Yeah, and then you go through that lady's yard that has all them goofy cats.
Yeah, and then you go through that man's driveway that always yells at kids, then you go through the vacant lot, and that's where the store is. Gee, thanks, Mr. Wilson.
Well, now that you've simplified the trip, you better get started.
Okay. Oh, can Tommy hear that pop bottle in your garage?
Yes, I suppose so.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Wilson.
Uh-huh. Dennis, when you get to the store, you ask for Mr. Finch personally. He's a friend of mine, and I'm sure he'll see to it you get your money's worth.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Wilson.
All right.
Hey, Dennis, I got it.
Oh, Tommy, you ought to wash that bottle out.
No, it's okay. It's only got a couple of ants in it. Bye, Mr. Wilson.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Williams, I don't think I have to remind you about this birthday sale.
Here comes trouble.
Oh, aren't they cute?
Two small boys alone without their mother in a drugstore are not cute.
Don't touch that!
Do something about those youngsters, Williams.
I wouldn't touch the dummy if I were you boys.
Oh, we wouldn't have, lady. Only we thought her eye was going to fall off pretty soon.
It kind of swings when people go by.
It is a little loose. Makes her look alive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what can I do for you?
Well, tomorrow's my mom's birthday, and I want to get about 20 presents.
My goodness.
But we got to get them from a man named Mr. Finch, because he's a friend of Mr. Wilson's.
Well, Mr. Finch is right over there. Oh, and Dennis?
Yes?
If he's too busy, you come right back here to me.
Okay. Hey, Mr.
You might as well know that you can't take the comic books to the soda fountain unless you pay for them.
I don't want to look at comics, mister. I want to buy about 20 presents for my mother.
I don't care what... 20?
Yes, sir.
Have you got any money?
I got so much money, sometimes I think my pocket's going to bust loose. He got it out of his piggy bank. Dollar bills and everything.
I see. Well, exactly what have you got in mind, my boy?
I don't kind of know yet. Can we look around?
Of course.
Hey, Dennis, there's some neat stuff over there. Boy, yeah.
May I suggest, young man, that you get rid of that filthy bottle somewhere?
Okay, mister. Holy O'Roney, what a bunch of swell junk. Which one are you going to get for your mom, Dennis? I don't know. I think I'll buy her a pair of swim fins. And a wading pool. Boy, she'll sure like that.
Your mother likes the water, does she?
Boy, I'll say. She takes a bath every day. What else are you going to get her, Dennis? I don't know. What's that sign say?
Self-inflating life raft. Birthday sale special.
You think she'd like a raft floating around in for when we go up to the lake? Sure.
Oh, now, just a minute. You're talking about a lot of money there. That raft's rather expensive.
But Mr. Wilson said you'd help us get whatever our money was worth.
Wilson? George Wilson?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that's different. He's a large brother of mine. If Mr. Wilson sent you over here, I know everything's all right. Now, let me see. Swim fins, rubber dandy wading pool. Oh, good morning, Mr. Pompton. I'll see somebody waits on you immediately. I'll be right back.
This thing doesn't even look like it would float.
Hey, yeah. Maybe you put air in this thing like a tire.
What's this?
Now then, one inflatable rubber raft.
I don't think you want it anymore, mister.
Why not?
It's getting too fast.
Williams, come here quick.
Marching home again. Tra-la,
who's there?
Hello, Mr. Wilson.
Oh.
Have you seen Dennis?
Why, yes, Alice, just a little while ago. Anything wrong?
Oh, no, no. It's only that when things get too quiet around the house, I automatically go looking for him.
Let me out of here! Let me out of here! Let me out of here!
Well, I happen to know where he is, and you don't have to worry.
Oh, where is he?
Well, I'm afraid I can't tell you that, but let's just say at this very moment he's doing something very nice for somebody I know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hope you've got insurance, Buster.
Stay and help Mr. Finch get that man out of there?
I think you'd both be smarter to stay here. By the way, you weren't thinking of buying that raft for your mother, were you?
Uh-huh.
Mothers don't like that sort of thing, honey. You stay here with me, and we'll see if we can find her something she really will like.
Your idea of a practical joke, Mr. Finch.
No, Mrs. Pompton.
I am waiting for your explanation.
Mister?
I'm busy. This bottle must have been left.
I am a very highly strung woman, Mr. Finch.
I'm sure of that.
I am also one of your very best customers.
Indeed you are.
Mister?
Can't you see that I'm busy? What is it you want?
That lady's arm finally fell off.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. This is Alice Mitchell. I hate to keep bothering you, but I wonder if you've seen Dennis lately.
Well, I imagine he's still doing that nice thing we were discussing a little earlier.
Well, I think I know what you mean, Mr. Wilson. But just in case you do see him, would you send him home? It's getting late.
Oh, all right. Oh, in fact, I have to go to the store for Mrs. Wilson, so I'll keep my eye open for him. And, Alice... I don't think I'm giving away any secrets by saying a certain mother I know is due for a very nice little surprise.
Here you are, Dennis. I'm sure your mother will like that lovely cologne. And here's your change.
How many more presents can I buy for this much money, lady?
Well, one little one, maybe.
Only one?
Gee whiz. A birthday's no good with only two presents.
I want my mom to get so many presents, she'll be sore when she sees how much wrapping paper she has to clean up.
You must remember, Dennis, other people will be buying your mother birthday presents, too.
Hey, did he get his head stuck in those two little doors, lady?
No, he's advertising our birthday. The store's birthday, that is.
Advertising?
I think that's something like a commercial, Tommy.
Oh.
What does the sign say?
Don't forget Finch's birthday.
What does that part say?
We are 60 years old.
Why is he doing it?
Well, he walks up and down in front of the store, And people see the sign, and they know it's our birthday, and they come in.
Just because they read the sign?
That's right.
I think I know how my mom can get more presents than she ever got in her whole life.
Give me the police.
Get my mom a present. Her name is Miss...
Great Scott.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, what in the world do you think you're doing?
Advertising.
Advertising? Dennis, that's ridiculous.
Are you connected with this boy, sir?
Boy, I'll say, if it wasn't for him, my mom wouldn't have any birthday at all.
In other words, he's your grandfather. You ought to be ashamed.
Madam, will you please stay out of this? Now, Dennis,
Well, we'll see what the police have to say about a grandfather who indentures his grandson to a drugstore.
Police?
They'll be here any minute.
Get my mom a present. Her name is Mrs. Mitchell. What? Right here.
Some of your work, Mr. Finch?
No, I don't understand. Wilson, listen, Lawrence, this woman has called the police.
Try to pass the buck to somebody else, George Wilson. Did you or did you not send this little blonde demon over here all day to punish me just because I won $4.80 from you playing poker?
Poker? Now listen, Lawrence.
Get my mom a present. Get it right here.
You put him up to that.
His own grandfather, too.
Will you stay out of this? Oh, stop ringing that stupid bell. What I'm going to do with you, George Wilson, I'm going to get up at the next meeting of the Brotherhood and expose you for what you are. Now watch. This is what I've been trying to tell you, Lawrence.
No, on the bed, right over here.
What are you doing home?
Just as I was leaving the office, I got a long-distance call. The man I was going to see is coming here instead.
Oh, darling, that's wonderful.
Now we can all celebrate your birthday together. Where's Dennis?
He's out planning a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Henry, you remembered how I love yellow roses.
Hello?
To the one and only girl in the world.
Alice, it's Sergeant Mooney. He's got Dennis down at Finch's jail.
What?
Come on.
So then I made the sign and started walking up and down in front of the store like that other man did so my mom will get a lot of presents on her birthday.
But the sign, Dennis, how did you paint that? You can't write yet.
I know, so I got a great big boy to help me. He's in the fourth grade.
I'm sorry I said all those things to you, George.
Oh, forget it, Lawrence. I didn't mean to yell at you.
It was my fault for calling the police.
Oh, that's all right. It spiced up the day a little.
But I still don't get the part about the ants.
Well, I think he said this other boy had them in a bottle, and that caused the raft to blow up.
He said no such thing.
Well, he said the ants were in a candy bar. This scared the first lady. She jumped and knocked the other lady's arm off.
The dummy, not the other lady.
Watch your tone to me, mister.
Oh, now, Mooney, he was a...
I own this story.
Dennis! Hey, where's Mom? This was supposed to be a surprise. Hey, Mom, there's Dad.
Yes, I know, dear. He came home unexpectedly.
Dennis, what is this?
I can explain, Mr. Mitchell. Dennis wanted his mother to have a big birthday.
Well, it started at the beginning, Mooney. Now, Dennis came to me.
The boys came into the store, you see.
One at a time. How can he understand?
Well, Mr. Wilson said it would be a surprise. He certainly was right.
I bet you get presents from people you never even heard of.
Well, that's besides the point, dear.
What is it?
I think she got stuck with a pin or something.
Dennis, where in the world did you get the idea that your mother's 39 years old?
Well, I asked Mr. Wilson how old he thought Mom was, and he said, no woman is ever over 40.
What a birthday.
Yeah, when it's your birthday, Dad, I'm
going to get a bigger sign.
No, you're not. I know you meant to do the right thing, Dennis, but that's not the way to get presents for your parents.
Your father's right, dear. Now, let's see. What's a lead pencil? Happy birthday, Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy bought you a candy bar first, but it melted in his pocket and he had to eat it.
Will you tell him how much I appreciate it, dear?
Oh, there must be another present.
Don't pull it, Dad! Hope not to pull it, Dad. Wasn't it swell of Mr. Finch to give you this nice raft? And the paddles come with it. Oh, Mom, I forgot to tell you happy birthday.
The Beverly Hillbillies, Best New Show of the Year, nominated for 7 Emmys, winner of 1 Logie, and a Patsy.
Is that a fact?
Buddy Ebsen nabs the coveted Coast Guard Certificate of Appreciation. Irene Ryan, named Woman of the Year and Queen of Kauai. Giant Jackrabbit garners the highest rating for a half-hour program in the history of television.
You hear that, Granny?
Yeah, and I still don't believe it.
Believe it for award-winning TV satisfaction. Watch The Beverly Hillbillies next on TV Land.